I love my dad. I love my husband. I love my truck. I love chips and salsa. I love talking about leadership. I love the new Red Hot Chili Peppers album. I love my Christian brothers and sisters. So, what's love got to do with it? Love is a word that often gets flung around, landing where it may. Many of us have objected to how the word has become misused or overused, and some of us used it as a child, but then the word has kind of a different connotation now that we're older and we're dating, right? What is even more complicated is how we use it and how we interpret it. Being told someone loves you with the same tone they tell you that they love chips and salsa can't be the same. I was totally confused when I was living in England, too. I had a plumber come over, and the first 5 minutes he called me love 7 times. Love, can you get the door? What? Love has made us so loopy and bewildered over and over again throughout life. So confused, perhaps love has made us crazy stupid. For the next few weeks, we'll be exploring love and everything that goes with it. Welcome to Crazy Stupid Love, a journey through all the wilderness and wildness of love in 5 weeks. First, let me tell you, I blame the translators for our confusion. We must attribute many of our modern-day principles to our ancient friends, the Greeks. They had one of the first languages. They had the first Senate. They invented roads, which made cities all the more useful to get to. Greek was the language the New Testament was originally written in. It was the language that great philosophers wrote in. Socrates, Plato, Aristotle. The ancient Greek language is full of descriptive words. And then the English translators came along. The Greeks had 4 words describing love. The English, 1. So the translators took different words with different meanings, philia, storge, eros, agape, and jammed them all into 1 English word, love. This is partly why we get so confused today. But the other part is when love goes bad or it's used wrong. Tonight, let's talk philia. Anyone know what that means? Think Eagles, Flyers, Ben Franklin. Right. Philadelphia, that city mentioned in the Book of Revelation and the one known from the days of the Constitutional Congress. Philia means a friendship love. As I began studying the Greek loves, I was surprised to know that philia is the least natural. So what does that mean? Out of love, we were born. Out of love, we were raised. Out of love, we were created by God. But it's not essential to the human race to have a friend. There's no biological need for friends or even bromances. On the flip side, the love through friendship is joined by a common interest. Sports friends, concert friends, movie connoisseur friends. Opposites attract in marriage, and let's face it, we don't get to pick our parents, and we hope there's nothing in common with us and them. Unlike other relationships, though, the friendship must be about something. Friendship, more commonly found between genders, is very least about living that gendered person life. Friends can share common interests in work, working together to achieve something. Think about this. We got men's life groups, women's life groups. We also have freshmen and mixed. They're all achieving something greater. Bible studies, bonding, discipleship, even bonding on a trip, leadership team, our club officers, class projects. While philia is the least jealous of the loves, you never hear people discussing their friendship like, hey, let's sit down and have a DTR about our friendship. It kind of just is. But it can also be what I call sloppily used. Like most gifts given by God, humans have found ways of using it to suit themselves, to taint that gift. Just look at the gift of free will and how we've come to use that to further ourselves and get ourselves further away from God. Philia, at its worst or sloppiest, can be selective. I say, you're my friend. That implies what? Right, the person sitting next to them is not. It promotes cliques, groups of people oblivious to others around them. It promotes allies, which soon turn those not into the group into access. And even more so, it can promote plots. Et tu, Brute? Yeah, the plot to kill Caesar, known by the clique as the Senate Ally Group. Brent happened to be in my office when I was complaining about Facebook's latest change yesterday. All right, good. I'm not alone. My complaint is I cannot find my friends. After being on Facebook since 2005, I picked up a few friends. I've got 1,300 now. Brent asked me how I have that many friends, and that's kind of my frustration. I'm trying to get to my custom list where my friends actually are. Work acquaintances, people I've taught a small group with, been to a conference with, not really my philia either. We've downgraded the word and downgraded our expectations of each other in that process too. We can also look at the Bible to friendship gone wrong. Job, poor Job, had afflictions, lost his family, lost his home and his friends. They were all turning on him, blaming him for doing something that he didn't even do, but that God was somehow punishing him for doing this unknown thing. If you read the whole story, maybe a weekend project, not at midterms, you will know these events were not the results of God punishing Job. But the fear of being punished by association drove the friends to abandon and ridicule Job. Job moved quickly from an us to a them, thrown out of the clique. If these guys were really his friends, they'd be supporting his problems. One guy's problem would be everybody's problem. I can't help but every time I read Job to wonder if I've been using philia at its best or, like his friends, using philia as its sloppiest. I'm your friend, unless you need something. Philia is a gift from God. It is a covenant that God commanded us to do and to be in community with one another. Koinonia. If God truly wanted us to live alone and carry our own burdens, God would have stopped at creating just the one person. We would not be told to multiply or live amongst each other or pray for others. We would not have been told, commanded, to love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he laid down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. That's what the Gospel of John tells us. Going back to Job, how were his friends supporting his burdens? How were they sharing his afflictions? I love the Spanish saying, mi casa es tu casa. My house is your house. What is mine is yours. Your burdens are my burdens. Your pain is my pain. Your joys are my joys. My friend's friend is my friend. This is the kind of friend we have in Jesus. This is the friend Christ asks us to be to each other and in order to be his friend. Philia at its best is community. When we become so great in us, there is no longer a them anymore. I believe that because God created every single one of us, giving us each individual gifts fashioned after God's image, therefore the more people I become friends with, the more I know God. Friendship is based on a common interest. I believe that common interest is found in our Creator, our Redeemer, our Sanctifier, our Parent, our Guardian, and our Friend. Amen.